summer concerts at the zoo. It's a beautiful setting, the Kiwanis Band Shell. You know, my wife and I have memberships to the zoo now. We bought them this year. You know why we got them? To walk around the inside perimeter for exercise. And that's what we do. We walk around. It's just six-tenths of a mile to walk around the inside perimeter. And we do it for exercise now.
It's a beautiful setting.
The Arctic foxes watch us. They said, didn't I see these people yesterday walking around here in the freezing cold? What are they doing here? Nuts. They're the only people out here in the freezing cold. Okay, the concert is coming up. The Racine Concert Band merged with the Horlick High School Band. It's Tuesday, 7 p.m. It's free right there on Rapids Drive. Have a good concert, my friend.
Thank you very much.
I'm looking forward to the summer, 4th of July area. Right on the 4th of July, it kicks in. And you guys are always in the 4th of July parade on the
for sure
on the flatbed. I don't know how you guys
do
that.
We're the only organization to be in every 4th Fest parade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, since the beginning. You guys are 104 this year or 103?
I think 103.
103 years old. Well, give or take a year or two. Who's going to notice? All right. Thank you, Mark. It's 801 at WRJN. Mark coming up. Stay right here.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There's grief in the Middle East, where the remains of 4 Israeli hostages were returned this morning. Correspondent Deborah Pata is in East Jerusalem.
Under a grim Gaza sky, 4 coffins on display. Hamas says they are the bodies of Oded Lifshitz and the Bibas family, Shiri, and her 2 young boys, Ariel and Kafir. They were abducted on October 7. Hamas claims they were killed in an Israeli air raid in November 2023.
The IDF held a small funeral ceremony for the families before the remains were transferred to a lab in Tel Aviv for DNA identification. The Kremlin is cheering on the sidelines today as President Trump doubles down on his criticism of Ukraine's president. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
I love Ukraine, but Zelensky has done a terrible job.
Speaking Wednesday night at a Saudi investor conference in Florida, President Trump sharply criticized Ukraine's leader, blaming Volodymyr Zelensky for starting the war with Russia.
President Zelensky talked the United States of America into spending $350 billion to go into a war that basically couldn't be won.
The U.S. has spent just $183 billion so far, but Trump's criticisms went further.
A dictator without elections, Zelensky better move fast or he's not going to have a country left.
Police in Houston say they've thwarted plans for a mass casualty attack at school. CBS's Janet Shamlian.
Evidence suggests that 2 teenage girls were planning to place pipe bombs and shoot students here at Memorial High School. Their names have not been released. They are 15 and 16 years old. Both are in custody. We don't know if either of them was a student at the school.
2 small planes collide in the West. The results fatal. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
2 people are dead after a mid-air collision between 2 small planes at Marana Regional Airport near Tucson, Arizona, Wednesday.
It's an extremely tragic incident.
This collision follows 5 high-profile plane crashes in the last few weeks, including 2 involving commercial passenger jets.
People are dealing with Arctic temperatures from North Dakota to Texas. CBS meteorologist Dave Malkoff.
Across the central U.S., millions are suffering from record-breaking cold. In San Antonio, nonprofit groups were handing out warm clothes and food for people without shelter.
It's scary, especially, you know, older people or people that don't have somebody to come make sure they're warm.
AP confirms former Oklahoma Governor and Senator David Boren has died from complications of diabetes. He was 83 years old. S&P futures down 15. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The people living around the duplex that exploded likely saved some lives. The Tuesday explosion in Racine left 79-year-old Tim LaPointe and his daughter, 58-year-old Michelle Hawes, with severe burns. Neighbors rescued them before the structure fully went up in flames. The blast may have come from a recently purchased stove, though the exact cause remains under investigation. A Racine family has won a $10 million verdict against Ascension All Saints Hospital. A jury found negligence during Kamaya Miner's birth in November of 2018. The jury found that improper administration of Pitocin resulted in severe brain damage. Racine Unified officials are increasing efforts to gain support for their operational referendum April 1st. It follows Kenosha Unified's failed $115 million referendum this week. RUSD has scheduled town hall events on March 4th and March 11th to address community concerns and to highlight the proposal's details. The Waterford Union High School $25 million referendum passed Tuesday. 56% of voters gave it the okay. The funds will be used for modernizing the high school. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Bucks and the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back from the All-Star break with five games in the next 8 days, including tonight against the L.A. Clippers at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The Bucks' Bobby Portis receiving word that seven burglars have been charged with breaking into his home and also the homes of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Like, you put all you can into the game, and then you come home, and then just all your belongings are gone, things that you work hard for. So it's kind of gratifying that these guys have been caught.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Back in L.A. when they had that group, Bandits in L.A., my son's home was one of them. That was Austin's home was one of them that was burglarized. Still trying to figure out how he got on that list. You know, when you think about LeBron, Taylor Swift, and Austin. I didn't get that with the burglars. I wanted to talk to them about that. But yeah, it's an invasion of privacy. And you want whoever did it to be off the streets. The fact that they were able to do that this quickly with all these different people is pretty amazing. It's great.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The coldest air of the week is finally behind us. A few flurries possible early today, otherwise skies becoming mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-20s. For tonight, mostly clear, lows near 5 above. A good-looking day on Friday. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
The technology's changed so much just in my lifetime. When I was in school, I was still typing my term papers, trying to get to the minimum number of pages the night before it's due, taking longer and longer quotations from my sources. This was helpful. It's not exactly on point, but I think the Gettysburg Address would fit nicely here. Now these kids today, they can just cut and paste if they want to plagiarize. I had to literally cut the page out of my library book and paste it on the blank typing paper. Finally just hand the book to the professor. What he said. I've never heard it expressed so beautifully as right here. Enjoy! But maybe the technology will save us all. They say soon we won't have traffic anymore. We're going to that beautiful automated driverless car. That sounds relaxing. Sit back in the passenger seat with a good book and let whoever's hacked your system drive you right in the ditch. Oh, it's so cool down here. Even if you're not hacked, you got to trust that computer. That'll be fun, careening down the freeway at 110 in the wrong direction. On the phone with tech support. So you're saying I should just turn it off and turn it back on again? Okay.
You gotta understand. Hey, yo. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey, yo. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Hey, am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be. Taken over my one track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine.
Stop, stop, I can't stop, I'm not blind.
chapel in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
Luke Christie, Lightning Strikes, 8-11, local news, 10 list hits right here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here this morning. Partly sunny, highs near 24 degrees today. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 7. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 25. Sunny on Saturday, highs near 28, and it gets better. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high near 35. Right now it's sunny and 10 degrees at Radio Park. Well, this is odd, but it's true. Having a Frankfurter today? I call them Frankfurters now, and this is the reason why. Hot dogs may have gotten their name because people in the 1800s suspected that sausages were stuffed with dog meat, so they named them hot dogs. I think I'll stick with Frankfurter. I don't know if I want to go that route. Just the thought of it. I love hot dogs, but now I don't know if I'm going to call them that anymore. Local news, timeless hits, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and also 1400 everywhere.
There's a place up ahead.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. I thought love was only true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain.
When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer, yeah, 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 yeah.
Neil Diamond wrote it. The Monkees had the hit with it. I'm a believer. Local news, timeless hits at WRGN. It's 8:17. Partly sunny with a high near 24 today. It's 10 degrees and sunny. Beautiful day. A little cold, though, here at Radio Park. So this woman texted her boss. She couldn't make it in because of the snow, but she was actually at a party. And then a few seconds later, she accidentally texted him a photo of a huge bottle of champagne. Now, she didn't get fired, but the boss told her, I'll see you tomorrow. That's sometimes worse. You know, that's like, you know, wait till your father gets home. You got to sit there all day worrying about it. Hey, we've got Hermits tickets to give away. Hermits in the Association of the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Friday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. Got a pair of tickets now if you want to go and you haven't won anything in the past 60 days. Give me a call right now at 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. I'll say it slowly. 262-634-9756. A lot of people say, well, you say it so fast, I can't get it. 262-634-9756. Hi, what's your first name?
Betsy Perez.
What's your, I say it again?
I'm sorry, Betsy?
Betsy. Hi, Betsy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin.
Oh, it's a little warmer in Pleasant Prairie than Racine, isn't it? By about half a degree.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Can't tell the
difference. Not much.
All right, Betsy, I got a pair of tickets for you to go see Hermits in the Association at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Friday, February 28th, 7:30 p.m. And, it'll be a great show. And you bring back a lot of great tunes. And Peter Noon, the original lead singer of Hermits, he'll be there performing. Yeah. Hold on the line, Betsy, okay?
Thank you.
Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are, Betsy. All right. That was our final pair of tickets to give away to Hermits in the Association coming up Friday, February 28th, 7:30 p.m. at the theater. Next week, we've got tickets to give away to a big show coming to the Racine Theater Guild. We'll tell you all about that coming up in a moment. But first, here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're headed to the warm, cozy theaters this weekend, here are some films you might enjoy. Sometimes, even though a movie is reviewing well and probably pretty decent, it sounds ridiculous. And that is the case for The Monkey, which opens wide February 21st. I'm paraphrasing, but the logline is twin brothers find a wind-up monkey that causes a killing spree, and then 25 years later, it starts a new killing spree as they try to stop it. A wind-up monkey, not even a real monkey. The other film opening in wide release is The Unbreakable Boy, a family film about a child with autism and a bone disorder. If you're not up for braving the cold and feel like sitting home, check out Sly Lives, a new documentary on Hulu about Sly and the Family Stone. Social media users, including myself, are in a lather over it, and it is pulling a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. It has a built-in fantastic soundtrack and all the other fun stuff you'd expect from a solid rock and roll documentary. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bob and Weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, opening February 21st at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their chocolate chip cannoli kringle. This exceptional kringle creation has a delicious cannoli cream filling layered with premium chocolate chips. O&H tops it with vanilla bean icing, sprinkle with toasted almonds, and more chocolate chips. It's an O&H kringle you don't want to miss. So do stop in and enjoy it this week. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated one and two bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys in my life, and it's been a great journey, and I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh, we know it.
Hawkins, Lion Sleeps Tonight, Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. So this guy calls the cops and confesses to a fake murder on Saturday just so they'd bring a snowplow in and clear his street. Obviously, it didn't work. He's facing a small fine. A small fine for that? You'd think there'd be something bigger, wouldn't you? Wow. All right, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. They're coming to the State Fair this summer. Right now, they've got Lady Willpower.
To see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love if you will let me give you mine. Baby, tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
Oh!
Can Work It Out, the Beatles, 1966. I remember the year. I don't know why. I just do. It's 8:30, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And, well, I don't have time for this. Hey, we'll have time for it. What? This is, if you're running late for work this morning, you need an excuse. Some of these excuses are pretty out there, but they've been used. Maybe you can use one of these. CareerBuilder.com released a survey on the craziest excuses for being late to work. Highlights include a woman who drove to her old job by mistake. Guy says he was attacked by a bear. And one person said they had to stop to deliver a stranger's baby on the side of the highway. That one you might be able to can't use because it's very cold outside. Chances are you couldn't get away with that one. But maybe, hey, I drove to my old job by accident today. I'm sorry I'm late. That one might work. The bear one, it's kind of iffy. It's 8:31, local news, timeless hits. Let's see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine explosion that rocked a duplex left two people with severe burns. The victims have been identified as 79-year-old Tim LaPointe and his 58-year-old daughter Michelle Hawes. They were rescued by neighbors moments before the entire building went up in flames. While the exact cause remains under investigation, witnesses reported that the fire appeared to originate from one side of the duplex, possibly near a stove. We Energy says an inspection found no problems with their equipment. Work will start in Waterford this summer. Waterford Union High School's $25 million capital referendum passed Tuesday, with 56% of voters approving the measure. The funds will be used to modernize the high school, which includes improvements to classrooms, enhanced security measures, and upgrades to various building systems. Construction is set to start this summer, with larger structural work planned for next year. In a medical malpractice case, a Racine family has been awarded $10 million. It comes after their daughter suffered brain damage due to the misuse of Pitocin during childbirth at Ascension All Saints. The jury found that the OB and the hospital were negligent in administering a high dose of the labor-inducing drug. That caused excessive contractions that led to a lack of oxygen for Kamaya Minor, now 6 years old. That three-week trial wrapped up earlier this month. And one of the best high school basketball players in the state plays for Case, and she made a statement earlier this month. Read all about Takari Hicks and her 52-point performance in a sports spotlight story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The coldest air of the week is finally behind us. A few flurries possible early today, otherwise skies becoming mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-20s. For tonight, mostly clear, lows near 5 above. A good-looking day on Friday. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. It's 10 degrees at our studios.
I played tennis with Portia over the break. Just one set of tennis. And 2 weeks later, I still have a stiff neck right there. And I've heard of tennis elbow. I've never heard of tennis neck. I guess you could hurt your neck watching tennis. I can imagine that, like, and then the noises the players make as well. I like to think I'm in good shape, but no matter how much I work out, you know, as you get older, you hurt yourself doing anything at all. How many of you hurt yourself just sneezing? Anybody? Yeah. How many of you just pulled something just raising your hand to answer that question? Crazy. One of my riders, Lauren, hurt her shoulder picking up her nephew. Now, he's 27, so that doesn't count. I have a friend who pulled a muscle when she was shaving her legs, which, you know, how do you prepare for that? Your trainer asks your fitness goals. Shaving the other leg, actually, that's my goal. Sometimes you hurt yourself when you're not doing anything at all. Once, and I'm not proud of this, I hurt myself sleeping. I don't know if anybody's had this. I went to bed, nothing hurt. I was fine. I woke up, and I was like, did I get caught in a rock slide last night?
You want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody?
Local news, timeless hit, Jefferson Airplane, Somebody to Love, 838 at WRJN. Partly sunny today, highs near 24. It's 10 and sunny at Radio Park. If you think it's risky to propose on the Jumbotron, check this out. Some guy proposed to his girlfriend with a giant Marry Me tattoo on his thigh. This was on the Jumbotron. And it meant he had to drop his pants for everybody in the stadium to see. And she had to check a box, yes or no, on his thigh. She checked yes, by the way. And probably they have a great story to tell their children and grandchildren for the rest of their lives. Petula Clark, I love this tune, Downtown, right here at WRJN.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No final place for sure. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights so much brighter. Troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now. Downtown,
Hearts to Be in Love, Gene Pitney. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN at 844. This is kind of a neat story. We got this from the archives. Back in 2012, a guy in Vermont named Lloyd Devereaux Richards published a novel called Stone Maidens. Didn't sell well. 2 years ago, it was ranked 1,452nd among thriller and suspense novels on Amazon. That's kind of near the bottom. Now, he's 74 years old now. He gave up on it, but in 2023, his daughter posted a TikTok of him at his desk and said it would be great if he can get some sales. Soon after, the book hit number one on Amazon's bestsellers list. Isn't that a great story? I thought it's a feel-good story. I like hearing those kind of stories. Dave Clark 5, over and over and over and over and over here at WRJN.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
DC5, over and over and over and over. Local news, townless hits, WRJN. All right, in case you missed it, the other day was Random Act of Kindness Day. But you can really celebrate it any day. Here are some easy things you could do for Act of Kindness Day, Random Act of Kindness Day. Make someone's day by leaving a big tip at a restaurant for a server or delivery person. Give a stranger a genuine compliment or buy a lotto ticket and then give it to the stranger. And leave a positive review for a small business you frequent. It's very easy to be kind. It really is. I love leaving big tips. Occasionally, my wife and I, if we go into a restaurant and we see somebody eating alone, especially an older person eating all alone, I go to the waitress. I say, give me their bill. And we pay their bill. And we tell them, don't tell them who did it. Just say it's been taken care of. And that's it. I don't want them to know who did it. But we do that occasionally. It really does feel good to do something nice like that. 847 WRJN.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I'm a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Right now, during Mattress Firm's President's Day sale, save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic. Plus, get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store mattressfirm.com for details.
The Badgers.
Sheets Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it fouls.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Yeah!
and Heavy is my brother. Those are the Hollies. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. He and Heavy, he's my brother from the Bible, Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. He and Heavy, he's my brother. Also, if you go to Boys Town in Nebraska, you'll see they have a statue, and it's a statue of a big guy carrying a little guy on his back. And it says on the statue, it says, "He ain't heavy, he's my brother." So it's all over the place. 8:54, local news, timeless hits only at WRJN. Partly sunny today with a high near 24. Partly cloudy, lows 7 tonight. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 25. Sunshine on Saturday, highs near 28. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high near 35. I like that. Right now it's sunny, 11 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, Woolly Bully. Of course, their other big hit was Little Red Riding Hood, and that's about it. I mentioned before, I saw a picture of him once, the way he looks today. He looks exactly like Sam the Sham without the turban on his head, playing the Farfisa organ. Remember that? Hey, coming up next, we got Dan Marcus and his wax museum, Kurt Vollman at 2. We've got, I think he's out sick this week again. Yeah, Chris Morrow is out, so he won't be here at 6 o'clock tonight. We'll have somebody filling in for him. I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m., right here for more of your local news and timeless hits at WRJN. But first, members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, these are the Zombies and Tell Her No here at WRJN.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tells you with a charm. Tell her no, 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 no. Don't hurt me now, for her love belongs to me. And if she should tell you I love you, whoa, whoa. And if she tempts you with a charm.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Another Trump loyalist, likely on his way to a top government position. The Senate is expected to vote on the president's pick to head the country's main law enforcement agency today. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
Cash Patel has long been a close ally of President Trump's, and there was concern when he was first nominated to be FBI director because the FBI is to be independent from the White House. Republican opposition to Patel's nomination never galvanized, never crystallized. He seemed on a fast track to confirmation from the start.
April 15th will be here before you know it, and we've learned President Trump's next round of government layoffs will target the